This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here we are, daytime on the DJV program, or nighttime if you're in Guam, I guess, yeah, because we're on at 8 o'clock at night over there, but it's real time in real time. It's on-air Victoria here with us and Jennifer Horn. Jay is off today taking care of her youngster, and that's one of the things. Being a mom is more important than being on the radio, for sure. So take it away, Jay. We, the monitoring of thoughts, one of the things I like about Jay and what she pays attention to in terms of trending is what people have to say about the issues that we're talking about are the things that are right there in your face. So help yourself to our social media with thoughts anytime, Twitter at DJV Show, same on Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Speaking of Facebook, well, we were talking about them. I just saw a headline, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Facebook becomes two-faced. The shutting
they
down
have been
of
two-faced for a really
yeah,
long
that's
time.
Right. Yeah, I think it has merit there. One of the other things we were talking about in technology, which has merit to discuss a little bit further, is the fact that Yahoo has shut down all their services in China, joining some others who have done the same, recognizing what a problem it is to deal with China. So does that mean, in terms of business, that it's more to their business advantage? Because oftentimes these decisions are made on business, you know, matters and business considerations. So shutting down services in China isn't because they don't like the Chinese, or is it in part they don't like doing business with China? Because it is going to cost them some money. It's going to cost.
Oh, it costs them a lot of money. I mean, that's why LinkedIn just backed out, because they said that everything, that they can't run their business properly. And if Yahoo feels like every news story they publish gets yanked, then what's the point paying reporters to post things? You know, it just, I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I guess I'm heartened by the approach that some of these businesses have, because I think we need to shut down China and get them off of their high horse, frankly.
But the problem, though, with that, in essence, is that it just makes the Chinese people even that much more isolated.
Yeah.
So, and that's not, you know, if you think about it on a humanitarian level, if there isn't a single Yahoo news story about what they're doing to the Uyghur population, then how does China's so huge, like just geographically, how would anybody even know what's going on in other regions, because everything is so controlled?
Yeah. But moving to their neighbor, India, there are still things being discussed about the meetings, the G7 and climate and what's going on in the atmosphere, that sort of thing. I thought it was interesting, given the fact that India is the biggest polluter on the planet, more so even than China and the United States in terms of per capita. India says they will cut their carbon emissions to net zero. Now, how do they do that?
It's, but look at how long it takes,
50 years.
2070.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something, it's significant, because India has never made a promise to do that before. Mm-hmm. So it is significant in that sense that they are coming to the table. And new technology is making stuff run cleaner all the time anyway. So we'll see. In 2070, are any of us going to be here? I don't know. We'll see.
I'll be here.
We'll
be doing the program.
Yep.
Doug will
definitely
be in
the
old folks home somewhere.
Jen and I will be
spin the
Golden Girls somewhere together.
We're going to play
with the Queen. We'll be with the Queen drinking our vodka every day.
Didn't we have a story about there's stuff going on in nursing homes now. It's not called Spin the Bottle. It's called Spin Something Else. Was that something that we discussed here, or did I see that on some television show?
I don't know. That does not sound familiar to me.
Spin the donut cushion? I don't know. What else could you spin in a nursing home?
That's cute. Why is, Jennifer, you got to help me on this one. I know we talked about it a couple of times. Vanessa Bryant not having to undergo an evaluation, a psych eval, to prove that she experienced emotional distress.
I think because everybody started talking about it, and everybody was like, this is crazy. But the lawyers...
But what? Why? I don't... Okay. This is private stuff. Why is it public?
well, the argument is, and it is a true argument, she is the one who's initiating the civil lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles. And if you missed it, the reason that this lawsuit is in existence is because there were some sheriff's deputies who have since lost their job that were showing photos of the crash
yeah.
site, right, to each other. Now, I think that probably happens more than we think, because I think that you have to, at some level, become desensitized to this if you're going to deal with it all the time. But they also took the additional step of, I think somebody took the additional step of approaching TMZ. TMZ did not publish it. It was too much for even them. And so that's how this kind of, like, came to the surface, basically. Right. And so she and the families involved with the crash, the families of the victims, said we're suing L.A. County because of this. Firing these deputies not enough. And so one of the things that the lawyers for the county were going to make her do is take a psych evaluation to prove that her grief came from the photos being shown, not just from the crash. And I thought, I mean, we all talked about this. It's just ridiculous. How can you split people's grief? It all becomes part of it. Yeah. It's not like you can say one trumps the other. Obviously, losing your family is going to always be the top, right? This woman lost her daughter. It didn't smell right. But a lot of people said that this is common in civil cases because you have to be able to pull out where people's trauma really comes from. So whatever, LA County realizes it's distasteful. I think they're going to settle with her anyway. So it seems kind of ridiculous to even put everybody through all these motions.
Speaking of settling, the city of Charleston is paying this church $88 million in a settlement.
Jeez. Yeah.
This is really...
Oh, no, isn't that from the federal government, though?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do
like
proper background checks.
Right. Yeah. They didn't.
And Dylan Roof was able to go in and murder, what is it, 8 or 9 people?
Right. Photos of Roof before the shooting show him wearing a shirt that had the number 88 on it. Whoa. He brought 88 bullets with him to the church. And I guess the whiteys, the supremacists, used 88 as a code for Heil Hitler. Because H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. I didn't know that before that.
I've never even heard that before.
So here it is, more taxpayer exposure because of bad government. If the job had been done, this guy should never have had a gun, period. And he had a gun because he got through, he somehow filtered through the system, this guy should never have had a gun. And there are so many more people like him that should not have a gun, period. So $88 million, the taxpayers, you, me, federal taxpayers are going to have to kick up, $88 million for the people who belong to that church. So, anyway, and that
I have no problem with people.
Back to the 88. I don't know if I would have, because of the significance of the 88. Why are you giving them $88 million to acknowledge the significance
maybe
of 88?
It might, yeah, that might actually be intentional. I didn't even pick up on that. Way to go,
yeah.
Doug. You catch one every once in a while, yeah.
There I am, yeah, right. Once in a while I wake up, oh, how about that? What a coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence at all. But it's poorly, I think. The whole damn thing we're in a position of, we keep making mistakes. The government is so poorly run. Jobs are so poorly executed. They're so big. Now, there are plenty of really good people who work for the government, but they're overshadowed by the bad ones who get jobs that have no business. They, you know, have the right color skin, or they have the right age, or they have the right whatever it is, that the profile, instead of finding people that are just the best people for the job and having them do their job instead of this malaise that comes with so many public service jobs. Okay, I got a good retirement. I get paid enough. I don't have to work that hard. You know, that's not the motivation for people. It seems that the public that's why more things in the public sector should be handled by private companies, because there's an incentive to get the job done. Now, those, you could say, cut corners and that, but there's got to be a happy medium, and we sure haven't found it. Well, I don't think we found it. I think the government is a disgrace, the way that it's run. Frankly, you look around. Here's something. Actually, I'm going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer. The state of Maine has enacted the country's, you're going to like this, Jennifer, first food sovereignty law. This is something that was passed in the election yesterday, the right to food bylaw. There's a right to farm bylaw, but now They've added to their constitution the right to save and exchange seeds, the right to grow whatever they want to grow, the right to raise whatever kind of food they want, the right to harvest whatever. Basically, it's an up yours to Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, all the big companies that are trying to control in ChemChina the supply chain, starting with seeds. And so in Maine, you will not be able to do that. And I would encourage many more states to do the same thing. If you are conscious at all about the food that you buy and wanting to choose what to consume, you'll find that your choices are being narrowed down immensely, especially hurried up by COVID. Look around. And so this is for farmers. It's for people who want to have these big seed companies want to sue you if you have a backyard garden and you take, let's say, pumpkin seeds from their seeds and you dry them and you grow the pumpkins next year. You don't have to buy seeds from them because you're using the seeds over again. They want to sue you.
Yeah, that's true.
For doing that.
My brother and sister-in-law have a wonderful organic garden in their backyard, and my sister-in-law has all kinds of, you know, she's got the non-GMO sign on the front lawn. She's like, I'm waiting for Monsanto to knock on my door.
Yeah.
She's ready for
Yeah.
I mean, it's they have henchmen. I mean,
yes, they do.
They don't technically go after people usually in
Yes,
you know,
they do.
The
they've gone after farmers and they've taken.
But they, farmers. No. I was going to say, like, they wouldn't go after my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Right. But, yeah. But, yes, they go after farmers. They have, and I don't want to say this definitively because I don't want to get sued, but there have been mysterious things happening, like fires and animals disappearing or killed and lots of shady stuff.
Yep. So we'll talk about that this week on the American Family Farmer program. By the way, one of the other things, we have a podcast every week of the American Family Farmer, and the one that's posted now is a focus on the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program. Doesn't affect a lot of people. It affects farmers more than anything else. But we also talk about how much the prices have gone up. For example, canned pumpkins are up $2 from last year, as an example of what people are going to be buying, if you can find it. Yeah, it is. Right. The agricultural production this year was much bigger on smaller farms than it was last year even. But the food's all gone. And so there's what are we doing for Thanksgiving is the question people are asking. You should remember that next spring and support your local farmer even more. Join a CSA, that kind of stuff. And also in the podcast, we talk about the methane ignorance of conservationists and how farmers are now, this week we're going to talk about more as well, too, how much more the animals mean to getting green, what the animals are doing for the grass and for the things that are growing that create the counter to carbon problems in the atmosphere. All that on the American Family Farmer Show. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Don't miss See Better Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll get great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, cleaning products, and much more. Get up to a $20 gift card on select purchases, and our professional parts people will even install your wiper blade free. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Mm-hmm. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now. What's trending, you may ask? The DJV show answers that question. Jay is off today, but Jennifer and Victoria love to pick apart some of these things. I think this is a fabulous story, frankly. The story of the father in New York who fought off the robbers who were essentially trying to be trick-or-treaters. And this is the kind of stuff people standing up for themselves and for others
and for
who are in
family.
Trouble.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. I mean, think about this in contrast to the people that we saw holding their cell phones while a woman was raped on a train.
Yes, right. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
So let's celebrate a guy like this who stands up and he does something, and he does something to protect himself.
Well, they were trying to break into his house, right?
You know, Halloween is really scary. I
think Halloween's awful. Yeah.
My mom had a friend when I was growing up who was raped on Halloween. She was home alone by herself.
Well, all those damn movies that are all about that stuff on Halloween.
Let's be factual. Movies don't create rapists. That's why rapists cannot even be rehabilitated.
Suggestion, though, Victoria.
Talk to many psychologists. That's not how that works. But anyway, go on. Halloween can definitely be scary, for sure.
Yeah. Right.
And in this case, the guy was really ballsy because they were holding a gun on him, and he just started wrestling with them with the gun. The woman fled. It was a guy and a girl. But, yeah, I mean, this is he really took his life in his hands, and thankfully it worked out. But, geez, it's scary.
All right. TV shows, people freaking out about this new dating show, The Love Trap. Doesn't sound too encouraging. The Love Trap.
Sounds like the dating show in my 20s.
Yeah, right. The Love Trap.
What are they doing to trap people?
Well, there's a clip of the show on Twitter. An eligible bachelor has to decide which of three women to send home. He picks the woman in the middle. A trap door opens beneath her feet. She falls through a hole in the floor and disappears. That's what the trap is about. The Love Trap is a hole in the floor. Sounds like something Ellen would do on the Game of Games or whatever it is. I don't know. That doesn't sound too exciting. I don't know. People are weird and the kinds of stuff.
Well, people are so into Squid Game right now. And
what is that? I want to ask you about that. What is? I've
like
seen
it,
that around.
I don't think. I'm not watching it. I'm not into that dystopian kind of.
Well, what is it
stuff.
Though?
It's a what is it? Korean? I think it's a Korean show. It's a series on Netflix. It's the most watched thing Netflix has ever produced, so they're going to do a season two. Yeah, they're going to do a season two.
What does that say about people
isn't it like
and what they
it's
like?
It's competing and whoever doesn't
it's like
win.
The Hunger
it's like
Games.
A Hunger Games.
Yeah,
but like
kill somebody.
Yeah, like with Carnival Games or something weird.
Right. It's, yeah. It's not for me. Not my thing. But, yeah, no. People seem to like it.
All right. Speaking of what people like, where's the 24 sounder? Kiefer is back. To headline a virtual convention. It's the 20th anniversary of the beginning of 24, and look who's going to be there. Mary Lynn Rashkob, who was Chloe, Leslie Hope, Alicia, well, the daughter was Alicia Cuthbert, Sarah Clark was the wife, Annie Wershing was the girlfriend, Xander Berkeley was a bad guy, Kim Raver was a girlfriend. Gregory Itzen was one of the presidents. Cherry Jones was a president. Look at me. I know who all these people are. Anyway, I'd like to. It's going to be. Virtual means what? What are they going to do?
It's like a Zoom kind of thing.
Yeah. But they're going to have it set up like the way the show would go, have it split screen. It's going to look like that.
Really? So.
And
Kiefer
it's
$24
to get admission to the Zoom link.
Right. Kiefer says 24 fans are the greatest I've ever experienced. Can't wait to talk to you all. And again, admission is $24. Portion of the proceeds donated to Operation Smile. So this is going to be November. What, November?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remained too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than 1 percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden Tuesday on the Virginia governor's race.
I don't believe, and I've not seen any evidence that whether or not I am doing well or poorly, whether or not I've got my agenda passed or not, is going to have any real impact on winning or losing. I think we're going to win in Virginia. We're going to win. But look, you know, the off year is always unpredictable.
A Fox News poll revealed 52% of Virginians say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 64% of Virginians say the country under Biden is heading in the wrong direction. The most important issue for the Commonwealth is the economy and jobs. The liberal media continues to push racism in America. MSNBC news anchors on Tuesday.
The virus was a very low salience to many voters. It was education, which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
Critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection-endorsed Republican.
Dr. Carol Swain, a woman of color and former professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt, says she's proud to be a Virginian.
Well, they can't really racialize it because a number of black parents and immigrant parents have stood with their white brothers and sisters to reject critical race theory.
We'll continue monitoring the election results from yesterday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horner, Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side. Things going on here. The supply chain that we are focused on is talking about the American family farmer and the food supply chain that is being interrupted. But there are a lot of other things in the food, not just the food supply chain, but other things in the supply chain. The trucking problems, the shipping problems, the pricing problems, the things that will create havoc. You were saying you went furniture shopping, Jennifer. Furniture apparently is becoming a very pricey thing because a lot of... what did you find when you were looking?
If you want it, you have to wait 6 months for it. It's really crazy. I went to both Ashley Furniture and to Macy's, and... admittedly, probably not the best place. I mean, you could go to North Carolina, maybe get Made in America stuff. It's just a little bit harder to do in California.
Where is the stuff made that you were looking at?
I don't know. I didn't get far enough down
mattresses,
the road.
Mattresses?
Really
you can't find mattresses?
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, yeah, no, well, the lady... Actually, we just did our whole bedroom over, and I was happily surprised that we ordered a Dream Cloud mattress, and that's like one of those, you know,
what's
hybrid
that?
Mattresses in a box. So it has springs and, you know, foam and stuff. It's a mix. So it comes in a box, and you unroll it, you know, and it puffs up in a day. So we got that in like 3 or 4 days. And then our bed frame, which you may want to look into, Jen, Raymour and Flanagan, it's we got this beautiful...
Big name.
Yeah, we just got this absolutely gorgeous bed frame. And it's made. It's all made by a family company in Chicago. And they said it would be 4 to 6 weeks, and it was really only 2.5 weeks. So
that's really good.
Yeah, it feels like... Because it's a good time to buy Made in America. I mean, it's always a good time to buy Made in America.
And that's what I'm looking for. Really, I was just kind of getting some idea. You know, you just kind of start looking around to spark your thinking about what you're looking for. But
check out Raymour. You never know.
The people at Ashley, this woman was like, look, she said, we are doing our Black Friday sale right now. She said, we cannot wait. She said, it's our the stuff that's in stock. They're doing Black Friday at Ashley Furniture right now. Not that I'm advertising for them. But she said that even the stuff that is in stock, in quote, is still taking a long time to get shipped out. So they want people to have it before the holidays. But most of the stuff, like they'll walk around the store and on the tag, there's like a little red sign that says it will not be delivered. And that's usually 4 to 6 months is what she's saying. Ooh. Because much of the furniture is just stuck in these containers. So obviously it must be coming from other places.
Yeah.
I was in Dick's Sporting Goods the other day to get a new pair of sneakers. And it's so strange. Like, the Under Armour, which I don't know where Under Armour stuff is made, but I'm maybe guessing it might be American. Under Armour, Champion, Nike, and Adidas, and the company that Carrie Underwood has called Kalia, all of those, I mean, they had boxes of stuff that they were unpacking. So I don't know if that was a good sign or if it was just stuff that was made in America. But then, like, whole rows of shoes made by, like, Nike and Adidas and stuff were just
empty. Nike's all China. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Okay, the Biden administration is doing something that isn't well known. I don't know if either of the two of you know about this. I got a notice, and so did my daughter, Megan. Both of us are on a loan, which is still being paid from her student days, her college days.
Wild?
20-some-odd years ago. Still there. I paid it down substantially a couple of years ago. But there's still, I don't know, I think it's $40,000 of this at one point in time.
What's your education cost in total?
I think by the time I was done with both Brendan and Megan, it was $200 plus in that vicinity anyway. And so the loans have been paid down. And, you know, when things were good in terms of my own fiscal standards here with regard to the program doing well, in the mid 2002 to 2009, I paid a lot of it down. But it's still
there. You sent another kid to college on the interest that you've been paying.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the outrage.
Both your grandsons could go to college on that interest.
So now we have this Biden administration memo, which has become public, which basically, Megan explained this to me on the phone, because I said, where'd the money come from? There was the Bernie bill to pay for everybody's car, but that didn't go anywhere. So how is this being paid for? And apparently there was a slush fund that was created during the Trump presidency for contingency, quote-unquote, contingency expenses related to the pandemic, and it never got spent. So the Biden people maneuvered it around to use it to pay for student debt for people who work for 501c3s. This is a specific entity. If you're working for a nonprofit like a college or some school or whatever, maybe a 501c3, then you're eligible to apply to have all of your loans forgiven. So we've applied for it.
Discriminatory.
Yeah, well, it is kind of, isn't it? Why don't you get right down to it?
Wait, so that's saying that if you work for a school or any other nonprofit, then you have... Okay, so they're assuming that you make less money, right? Is that the assumption there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So it's it's still kind of tiered off based on, I guess they would say it's based on need.
But as Jennifer said, I mean, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth if we get the thing paid
well,
for.
Look, if the program's there, I can't fault you for it, but I think it's nonsense. I think that your daughter and your son interest... made choices about where they went to school.
Right.
And unfortunately, you got to pay the bill.
Well, but the other side of that is that for it doesn't make a difference how much the bill is or where you went to school. The thing that I find troubling about it is the fact there's a slush fund. How many more slush funds are there around there where there's millions and millions?
Make us feel green, right? And I can understand during a pandemic how you might have to have an emergency fund because you don't know what's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
But then why wouldn't that money go back into the general fund? Why does it have to be spent?
Because they love to spend money. And in this case, there's voters.
Right, but in this case, if you're outraged, then turn it down.
Yeah, right. I'm not outraged enough to not...
Well, it sounds like you are a little,
it's been, well, but it's the interest.
This
you know
is
what
the problem
is
with
more,
America, American
the
greed.
Interest, yeah, but the interest is more the problem for me, Victoria.
Well, that's what Bernie was attacking.
It's 18%.
Yeah, right, and why everybody, I know, look, Bernie has a lot of stuff that people, that some people love and some people hate. But what Bernie did make a lot of sense with, he wasn't trying to forgive every student loan, but he said if we don't start with the interest rate, that should never be more than 10 or 15%.
Never, shouldn't
and
even
that,
be that
and
high.
I agreed with that, and no one, everyone's going,
the
oh,
prime
Bernie,
rate
crazy Bernie.
Is 2.2%, so you give him a, you charge him a point more or maybe 2 points to administer, one for profit, one for administration, and that's it.
Right.
Not 18%. I mean, for God's sakes, you can borrow a jumbo loan right now for under 5%. Borrow $1 million or more from a bank.
I've always thought of it as like care credit. Have you ever had to use care credit?
I use it for my vet bills.
Yeah.
For the dogs.
So you can use it for your vet. You can use it for, like, I've
your
used
dentist?
It for dental work when I had to have an implant, all that stuff. So, like, not implants, an implant in my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No one on this show needs implants.
So, but
really,
if you
bragging?
Do it, you can
what
pick
you,
it. Exactly. You could pick the term of the loan. So, like, let's say my implant, I wanted to pay it off over 5 years. You say, okay, it's going to be $3,000 over 5 years. Here's what you're going to pay every month. And it's 0% if you honor it. Why couldn't kids going in say, okay, I can do this over 15 years or I could do this over 30 years and I'm going to pick it, you know, I need this much money and it's going to be then what, 2, 3, 4, 5% that you just keep on a long-term basis. And then if you default on the loan, then the higher interest rate could come in to play.
Well, that's why
care
credit is in business. I mean, I put $8,000 of, when I had my breast reduction surgery in March, I put $8,000 of the 15 on a care credit card and I have 0% interest for 1 year, but they count on people not
defaulting,
and then it's compounded interest. So every bit of interest that from day one you get, you know, gets lumped on.
But the point is, at least early on, a plan like but at least a plan like this teaches people responsibility. It gives people an opportunity to have that lower interest. I bet if Doug was given something that wasn't 18%, you better believe he would be on time with his payments because you don't want to default on that interest.
Nope.
So.
Yep. And that's fair. That
and I think it's fair, right?
Well, then all of us agree with Bernie because that's what he's been saying.
Yeah.
No one wants
I don't
to
have a problem with lower rates. I don't like the free ride of college because I think it.
No,
first
I don't
of all,
either.
We're already sending way too many people to college. People need
who
to decide if college is for them or if trade school is for them.
I feel like I'd be in favor if trade school was paid for. Because we look, the American workforce needs certain trades. People, if you work in
any
accredited
school
or plumbing or electrician, you know, in electricity or whatever, they don't have enough students.
They're electricians.
They just don't have students.
No, they don't.
There's
All right,
no
so a couple
there.
Of related stories here. The enrollment at colleges is down, down, down. They're on the decline. Undergraduate enrollment across the board fell by over 3% this year. It was 3.5% last year. Undergraduate enrollment
killed it. A lot of people didn't want to go to school without the campus experience.
No, you shouldn't. The experience. It part of going to college is the social experience. So the elite private colleges are doing better than the just regular run of the mill colleges, like where I went and where you guys went. 2-year institutions saw a 5% decline. Community colleges a 14% decline. Wow. Black students and white students saw the largest undergraduate enrollment declines, dropping by 5% and 4.8% respectively. Latin undergraduate enrollment fell by 2.4% this fall. Asian undergraduate enrollment dropped by 2.5% this fall. So people are realizing they got. Why would you go if you're not going to, you can't see what the other end is going to give you? At the end of the day, if you don't have a clear-cut reason for going, then you shouldn't go, period. And parents that push themselves, or grandparents that push their children into going to college, oh, where are you going to go to college, sonny? No. Get something that's practical and usable and worthwhile. And then you were talking about Bernie. This is related, I think, somewhat. The deal on lowering Medicare prescription drug prices. This is something that I think I told you, the Eliquis, when I was prescribed Eliquis for...
My dad's on that. That stuff's expensive.
Oh, it's crazy. I'm not paying for that. I'm not going to spend that kind of dough for it. First of all, it was a question as to whether I ever needed it anyway and to have the kind of costs associated with it. And then they give you the insult of, well, we can give you a $5 discount because you know, and they want you to give you the tax returns. Well, did you make any money last year? Then we give you a $5 discount. Screw that. So there is a deal, though, in the social spending plan. But, again, it's more money, more taxpayer money somehow or other.
With the big election loss for Democrats, that social spending plan going to even go through? There is not a lot of reason created for Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin to support this to begin with.
No,
and with this with a pretty overwhelming mandate, with the Republican win, like we saw on Election Day, I don't know that there's going to be any motivation for this. They might. They're going to have to probably keep paring it down, maybe.
Yeah, well, they ought to. It's too much money. But the cost of drugs in this country is also obscene. When you compare it to what is in Europe and what in Scandinavia, elsewhere around the world, we're the most expensive place in the world to buy drugs, and that's because the companies are here and they can get away with it. So, no, bad. It's a bad deal for everybody. Speaking of that, in the DJV download that's at djvshow.com right now, the ladies discuss the Disneyland guests in Shanghai who were locked in. Are they still there? Are they still? Because one person had COVID, and they locked it down. Is that still locked up? Or are they?
I think they're out now.
They're out now. Yeah.
I think they had to pass through and take a test before they were released out of Tomorrowland into Shanghai.
Right. Okay. Staffing shortages, garbage pickup, that sort of thing. We talk about that in some of the big cities on the DJV download. And then the question of whether Elon Musk could end world hunger. He's going to donate $6 billion to combat it. I don't know that that's enough, but it's nice. It's a good start for sure. And the ladies talk about Carol Baskin's lawsuit against Tiger King 2. Why this woman is still walking around is a question and a half for me. Anyway, follow all of our conversations. The whole show you can hear every day, the full show all day at djvshow.com. And then you can have the podcast for sort of limited, abbreviated listening at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The town square of talk here on the DJV program. When we focus on dogs and cats and pets, it's time for Warren Eckstein to show up on the scene, who does the pet show 40 years. Imagine. Into the 35th year? I'm trying to remember when we were in 1988. Is this how many years? 33 years, something? But you got me beat there, pal, in terms of long. At the mic.
You can say long in the teeth. I know you can say long in the teeth. I know.
I almost said that. I didn't quite say that. All right. So it's been recognized though everywhere. I see articles all over the place. The newspapers in California are recognizing you. And it is important for people to be able to find answers to their dog and cat questions and concerns. And so you provide that perfect instrument every weekend. And you can find out where the show is just by going to petshow.com and listen to it online. You even do a live video version on Facebook, right? Don't you do that every week?
I do, absolutely. Yeah, you can. And, you know, the thing for me, Doug, is no one gets rid of their dog because it pulls them down the block. No one gets rid of their dog because it doesn't sit every time they tell them to sit. And a lot of people don't confront the real issues, you know, the aggressive issues, the submissive issues, the psychological issues, and what's great is I would say that 85 to 90% of my listeners have adopted older dogs and cats from shelters. So they don't come with baggage, but they sometimes come a little bit confused. So helping out with those problems, I think is really what makes the show different. It's not just training a dog. It's a matter of understanding the dog or the cat from their perspective and their point of view and trying to resolve issues knowing that.
All right. So speaking of training, a couple of things that are related here. There are a couple of musicians that are out on tour that have hired COVID-sniffing dogs. So is this any different than the dogs that sniff out cancer or other things that are a problem? And how do they, I guess more to the point from your perspective as a trainer, how do they train them to do this?
Well, you know, my expertise in training was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices and bombs. Lovely job, mm-hmm. by the way.
Right.
And also sniffing out drugs. I had the first non-law enforcement drug license in the state of New York to buy drugs, to teach dogs to use it. So what you do is you get them to react to a certain scent. Whatever scent you decide you want to use, you get them to react to that scent, and there's one specific reward that they get after that. So they know when they see that reward, they should specifically be looking for something specific,
so
in this case, COVID.
So what's the smell of COVID? I guess that would be, how do you find it? And then
that's like if I came into your house, Doug, and you were cooking spaghetti sauce, Warren would smell spaghetti sauce.
Right.
Daisy would smell the oregano, the garlic, everything individually that's within that spaghetti sauce.
Right,
so that individual ability to separate scents is what makes it so easy to train them to sniff. I remember working with a dog that, and it was a scent that was actually the first dog to respond to someone prior to having an epileptic seizure. It was an elderly woman lived in Massachusetts. It's got to be 1974. I was nine. 1974, I think it was. But the body chemistry changes, and the dogs are taught to pick up on that. And when they pick up on that, for example, with this person, she was, you know, arrested for being drunk and whatever, till they realized that when she did have a seizure, the dog would stand over with a vest indicating that she was did have epilepsy and she was not an alcoholic or a drug mm-hmm. addict. So it's amazing what they can do. And they're learning every day. The COVID thing now, sniff out COVID. It's going all over the world. There are dogs being trained to sniff out COVID now, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. I see that there are some comments on certain social media sites focused on Fauci. There's one that says hashtag arrest Fauci because apparently they're using dogs to test certain of the COVID remedies. I don't know the test what the function is, gain of function research on the coronaviruses. And
the story came out, they're actually devocalizing, cutting the vocal cords on the beagles.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they're cutting the vocal, they cut the vocal cords on the beagles when they're researching them, so therefore the researchers don't have to hear the dogs crying and barking and whining.
Jeez, my God.
Listen, this is something I've been talking about.
How do they get away with that?
Yeah, well, the Beagle Freedom Project, which I think that's...
Great group, by the way. I do a lot of great group.
Yeah, and that started in L.A., and it has expanded across the country, and they do amazing work and get these beautiful, beautiful beagles adopted into homes. But it's disgusting.
They cut... How in the... Over there, somebody should cut their vocal cords.
Doug, mm-hmm. let me just tell you. I went on this anti-vivisection thing before it was even called anti-vivisection, and nowadays there's no longer any excuse. There's computers, there's tissue sampling.
Excuse.
They can accomplish everything they can without actually harming any animal, and that's the way it should
be. Disgusting. All right, thanks, Warren. Warren Eckstein, 40 years on the air with The Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Warren, and Victoria's here as well at 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.